Good morning. My name is Kimberly, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the China Ceramic Second Quarter 2012 Earnings Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I would now like to turn the call over to your host, David Rudnick, CCG Investor Relations. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Kimberly. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to those of you who are joining us from China. Welcome to China Ceramic's Second Quarter 2012 Earnings Conference Call. With us today are China Ceramic's Chairman, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Zhang Huang, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen, and Board of Directors member, Bill Sulkinski. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Huang, may I remind our listeners that during this call, management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements which are subject to risks and uncertainties, and management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Therefore, the company claims protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements that is contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ from those discussed today. We refer you to more detailed discussion of the risks and uncertainties with the company's filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In addition, any projections as the company's future performance represents management's estimates as of today, August 15th, 2012. China Ceramic assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. To supplement its financial results presented in accordance with IFRS, management may make reference to certain non-GAAP financial measures, which the company believes provides meaningful additional information to understand the company's performance. A statement reconciling any non-GAAP measures to nearest GAAP equivalents can be found in the earnings press release distributed earlier today. Now it is my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramic's Chairman and CEO, Mr. Zhang Huang, and China Ceramic's CFO, Mr. Edmund Hen, who will be translating for Mr. Huang. Mr. Huang, you may proceed.
谢谢大卫.
Thank you, David.
在此，我谨代表中国投资欢迎大家参加我们的2012年第二季度业绩电话会议.
On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone joining our second quarter 2012 earnings conference call.
我们很高兴地宣布2012年第二季度业绩强劲，公司实现收入和净利润同比增长19%.
In the second quarter of 2012, we are pleased to report sound financial results as the company achieved 19% revenue and earnings growth year-over-year.
我们的收入增长主要受到产品平均售价比去年第二季度增长20%的推动，这充分反映出我们的经营重点继续转向高利润增长。
Our revenue growth was driven by the increase in average selling price of our products, which increased to 20% as compared to the second quarter of 2011. This illustrates our continued migration to higher margin and better performing ceramic tile products, as well as our excellent reputation and highly recognizable brand name among our customers.
2011和2012，我们成功地实现了产品扩张计划，我们两个工厂的连瓷砖产能已经达到7,200万平方米。
We successfully execute our capacity expansion plan at our two facilities in 2011 and 2012, so that our annual production capacity of ceramic tiles is now 72 million square meters, out of which we are utilizing production facility capable of producing 56 million square meters of ceramic tiles per year, with the power now on as of last month at our Hengdeli facility, so as to power its full production capacity. We will continue to monitor the macroeconomic environment in China to determine when it will be prudent to bring online additional production capacity, as business conditions and customer demand dictate. The current utilization of the company's two plants facility is currently 96%, which is indicative of the high level of efficiency of the productive capacity that we have currently in use.
最后，由于中国经济增长放缓， 公司的2012年第一季度和第二季度都没有资产支出， 同时公司下半年是否会有资产支出还要取决于届时的业务前景。 如果看到产品需求增加， 我们会计划逐步投入恒达里工厂。 目前到位的额外的年产能 1600万平方米 瓷砖，目前我们已经决定推迟建设恒达里工厂，新增年产能 1400万平方米 瓷砖计划，具体情况还要取决于对当前业务状况的显示。
Consequently, as a result of slowing economic condition in China, the company had no capital expenditures in the first and second quarter of 2012. Also, whether the company engages in capital expenditure in the second half of 2012 will be subject to the business outlook at that time. Should we experience additional demand for our products, our plan would be to phase in the additional 16 million square meters of annual productivity capacity. We have currently in place at our Hengdeli facility. For the time being, we have decided to delay the additional build-out new capacity at Hengdeli that will be capable of producing an additional 14 million square meters of ceramic tiles, pending a review of the prevailing business conditions.
我们仍在继续发挥自己的研发实力， 生产新产品和创新性产品， 以及实现高利的利润率。 我们的新工厂一直是我们成为市场领导者 这一战略的重要组成部分， 原因是他们能够推动新设计和新产品生产能， 而这正是我们相信能够为公司带来可持续、正优先的要素。我们也在计划增强面向开发商的直销手段，在可能的时候实现中国以外市场的拓展，借助我们现有的产能，经过检验和研发能力、高度的品牌 认知度以及卓越的历史成绩，我们相信中国陶瓷能够在行业内获得更高的增长和更大的市场份额。We
are continuing to leverage our reference research and development efforts, which has resulted in the production of new and innovative products that realize higher margins. Our new plants facilities have been an integral part of our strategy to be the market leader in this respect, as it enables new design and production capabilities that we believe gives us a sustainable competitive advantage. We also plan to strengthen our direct sales efforts to to large property developers and market our products outside of China where possible. With our available capacity production, proven R&D capabilities, strong brand recognition, and eminent track record, we believe that China Ceramics is well positioned to secure additional growth and market share gains in our sectors.
总之，我们对于第二季度的业绩表现感到满意。我期待着与大家进一步分享中国陶瓷在2012年的经营和财务报现。
In conclusion, we are pleased with our second quarter performance. I look forward to sharing further reports as to China Ceramics operation and financial progress in 2012.
现在有请公司首席财务官谢万先生就公司2012年第二季度的业绩前况做具体报告。
With that, I would like to turn over the call to the company's chief financial officer, Mr. Herman Han, who will discuss the company's second quarter 2012 earnings results in more detail. Thank you.Thank you, Mr. Huang. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results. Our revenue for the second quarter 2012 was RMB 441 million, or US dollar 69.5 million, up 18.5% from RMB 372.3 million, or US dollar.57.3 million from the second quarter of 2011. The year-over-year increase in revenue was driven in part by a 19.9% increase in the average selling price of ceramic tiles to RMB 32.5 per square meter compared to RMB 27.1 per square meter in the comparable quarter of 2011 due to a change in the sales mix.With more sales coming from our new higher-priced rustic series for ceramic tiles, which is being produced from our new Hengdeli facility. Gross profits for the second quarter of 2012 was RMB 128.6 million, or US dollar 20.3 million, up 13.4% from RMB.113.4 million, or US dollar, 17.5 million for the second quarter of 2011. The year-over-year increase in gross profit was mostly driven by the higher average selling prices of our ceramic tiles in the most recent quarter. Our gross profit margin for the quarter was 29.2% compared to 30.5%for the same period of 2011. The year-over-year decrease in the gross profit margin was the result of the increased material and labor costs and inventory provisions. Profit before taxation for the second quarter 2012 was RMB 115.6 million, or US dollar 18.2 million, up 18.1% from RMB 97.9 million.Or US dollar 15.1 million in the second quarter of 2011. The year-over-year increase in profit before taxation was the result of higher gross profit as well as lower administrative expenses. Net profit for the second quarter 2012 was RMB 86.1 million or US dollar 13.6 million, up 18.9%.from RMB 72.4 million, or US dollar 11.1 million, in the same period of 2011. The year-over-year increase in the net profit was the result of higher gross profits, as well as the aforementioned lower administrative expenses. Earnings per fully diluted share were RMB 4.21, or US dollar 0.66 for the second quarter.up from RMB 3.97 or US dollar 0.61 in the comparable year-ago quarter. Non-GAAP net profit, which excludes share-based compensation expenses, was RMB 87.4 million, or US dollar, 13.8 million in the second quarter of 2012, up 16.7% from RMB 100.3 million, or US dollar, 15.1 million in the second quarter of 2011. Non-GAAP earnings per fully diluted share, which excludes share-based compensation expenses, was RMB 4.28, or US dollar 0.67, in the second quarter of 2012, up 4.4% from RMB 4.1, or US dollar 0.63, in the same period of 2011. Turning to our balance sheet, as of June 30, 2012, we had the cash and bank balances of RMB 78.3 million, or US dollar 12.3 million, as compared to RMB 42.1 million, or US dollar 6.7 million as of December 31, 2011. The increase in cash and bank balances over the 6 months was a result of sustained revenue and no capital expenditure during the quarter and June 30, 2012. We also reduced our short-term debt in the quarter to RMB 35 million, or US dollar 5.5 million, from RMB 125 million, or US dollar 19.9 million, from the beginning of the year. As of June 30, 2012, we had inventory turnover of 99 days compared with 84 days as of December 31st, 2011. The increase in inventory turnover reflects a normal pattern, which we introduced a new series of ceramic tiles for testing by our customers, which are temporarily slow-moving, while thereafter the new series is produced in accordance with actual customer order. Moving to our outlook, looking at the rest of the year, our backlog of orders for delivery in the third quarter of 2012 is approximately RMB 385.9 million, or US dollar 70 million, representing a year-over-year decrease of 5.2% compared to the third quarter of 2011, reflective of the impact of a slow macroeconomic environment. We estimate that our sales volume of ceramic tiles in the third quarter of 2012 will be approximately 12.2 million square meters, a decrease from the current quarter as well as that of the third quarter of last year due to weaker customer demands. As noted in our press release, we are currently utilizing production capacity of 52 million square meters out of a total built-out capable of producing annual production of 72 million square meters of ceramic tiles. This is consistent with our previously stated plan to bring online additional at the Hang Deli facility as determined by market demand. Our capital expenditures for the first 6 months of the year were new, and whether the company engaged in capital expenditure in the second half of 2012 will be subject to the business outlook at that time. Our new production capacity enables us to more efficiently produce medium to high-end ceramic tiles products and implement tight operation management so as to offer an optimal product mix for sale to our end users. We continue to effectively capitalize upon our R&D efforts to differentiate ourselves from our competition and plan upon working closer with our customers, as well as to produce new customers in new markets in order to take advantage of opportunities available to us. As an example, revenue from our rustic tiles increased 270% to approximately $33 million for the first 6 months of 2012, relative to the comparable year-ago period. Both sales volume and ASP significantly rose, and our gross margin went up for this product and is staying consistent in the mid-30s. The rustic tiles are produced out of our Handley facility, which offers higher automation of equipment and lower maintenance costs, which also help in terms of margins. Another relative new product in our ultra-thin ceramic tiles, which is realizing gross margin, gross profit margin of about 39%, and continues to be an important component of our product mix. We will continue to monitor the macroeconomic environment in China in terms of general business activity and domestic infrastructure spending, such as that occurring in the real estate and construction sectors, and believe that our continued focus on still growing Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities best secures market opportunities for the companies. With that, we would like to open up the call to any question pertaining to the second quarter. I would like to mention that we also have board member Mr. Bill Stokinski on today's call. Operator.
Sure. As a reminder, if you would like to ask an audio question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you're on speakerphone, please pick up the handset before you register star one. One moment while we compile the Q&A roster. Again, if you would like to ask an audio question, please press star one. Your first question comes from the line of Khan Tao with Ralph Capital Partners.
Hey, thank you. First question, do you have a sales mix between your high-end product and relatively lower-priced product?
Yeah, we will disclose our product mix in our half-year report, and that will probably be ready later this month or hopefully the latest on early next month. And you will see all this product mix on our reports, the half-year reports.
Okay. And during the second quarter, do you have any, did you lose any your wholesale distributors, or did you add any new territory or new wholesale distributors?
We maintain the same number of the wholesale distributors, but we are adding some new direct sales to the large developers like Jindi and this and China Resources Land Limited, etc. In this year.
So what's the split between your wholesale and the direct sales?
Our wholesale is still approximately 80% of our revenue, and direct sales is approximately 13%.
Okay. Third question: when do you expect your new capacity to be added? Do you have a specific time?
We do not have a specific time yet. As you can notice from our press release, the whole economic environment in China is softening. And we are waiting for a better timing to operate our new capacity. We will announce to the public once we found the timing is good.
Okay, last question. What's the run rate of your Jinjiang facility, and what's the run rate of your Hengdali facility?
Our average rate is about 96%. And as far as I'm concerned, the Hanger is running at approximately 97%, and the Hengdeli is below, is around 93 to 94%.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask an audio question, please press star one. Your next question comes from the line of Stephen Martin with Slater.
Hi, guys. I'm on the speakerphone, so I apologize. Edmund, can you tell us what the cost of the unused capacity was in the income statement in the second quarter?
That is majorly is the depreciation, which is less than 2% of the cost of goods sold.
Can you give me that in dollar amount?
I do not have the exact figure at this moment. Probably I can give you later on after
okay.
The
call. And where would that be in the income statement?
Sorry?
Where would that be, what line in the income statement?
That's just within the cost of goods sold.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Ling with King Capital.
Just wondering, what is your implied average selling price for Q3 given the backlog, given your backlog and production volume guidance?
You mean the ASP for the third quarter, implied
right.
ASP?
Right. You mentioned about your backlog, to the delivery in the Q3. It seems like it's down 12% sequentially. And for the production volume of 12.2 million square meter, that is about like a 10% decline sequentially. So does that mean that your you also assume your average selling price is going to be down slightly sequentially?
Yeah. If you look at our press release, our third quarter, the average price is approximately 31.6 RMB.
31.6 for Q3?
Yeah, for Q3.
Okay.
RMB. And our third quarter's backlog in terms of RMB is approximately decreased by 5.2%. But if you notice, when we translate it into US dollar, you can still, there's a little bit growth comparatively and for the same period with last year because of the exchange rate of US dollar has gone down.
Okay. Got it. And do you expect the utilizations to be, maintained at such high level on your, existing capacity?
For this third quarter, we still expecting we have approximately about more than approximately 90% of our utilization for our capacity.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think our last question is that do you consider any price cut should the economies continue to, worsen in the second half?
We do not exclude such a price cut as back to 2008. We also had a price cut to support our customer and distributors. But after the economy is coming back, we just increased our price back to normal level in the right time.
Okay, so in another word, you are considering, you know.
Yeah, we are now considering on such a topic. All depends on the economy for the next few months.
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask an audio question, please press star 1. And there are no questions at this time.
This is David Rudnick with TCG, and on behalf of the entire China Ceramics management team, we would like to thank all of you for your interest and participation in this call. This concludes China Ceramics' second quarter 2012 earnings conference call. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. That does conclude today's conference call. You may now disconnect.